Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there, folks. It's Valentine in the morning. Here comes our full show podcast. Please enjoy.
This is everything we did today, just no music and no commercials.
Oh, so the best parts.
Yeah, exactly right. Some people call this evidence or Exhibit A.
Oh, dear.
We'd like to not do that, so please leave that out of your minds right now. Sit back and enjoy Valentine in the morning and join us live, of course, 5 to 10, Monday through Friday on 104.3 MyFM with iHeartRadio. It's 6:11. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. John.
Yes, sir.
Had a big weekend.
Oh, it was wild.
Somebody went on the bachelor party trip.
Mm-hmm. My sister's fiance, she's getting married at the end of the month, so we went to Vegas.
Yeah. John, could I ask you to shove this up your nose?
I knew it was coming.
Was it mainly like dinner and just drinks and hanging?
Yeah. Honestly, we went to Top Golf the first night. The second night, we just went to a cool dinner. We did go out a little bit Saturday.
Did you guys go to any topless bars or anything?
No, they're not those kind of guys.
Good for you, man. That's a good man. Good man. Did you do anything that your sister would have looked at and said, oh, but
honestly, no. They're not really people who, and they have such a good relationship to where she knows everything that he does, really. Like, he couldn't stop calling her all weekend.
Was she doing her trip? Oh, she did her trip like last weekend or something, right?
Yes, she did her last weekend.
Do you think she did anything? Who would be more likely to do something? Would she go to a Thunder from Down Under show or something before he would go to a Lightning from Above?
You know? Yeah, she probably would.
Okay, but also...
No, don't even try it. I got in a huge fight with my wife about this. No, all you see is...
Our butts. No, you don't see those.
Jill, we watched the video.
Did an expose.
I did an expose that these ladies for years have said Thunder from Down Under and all these shows you don't see anything.
I honestly have never seen one.
I saw the guy took a lady's hand and put it in his pants.
Once again, I have never seen one at any of these shows. I have seen some booties, but that's it.
Unbelievable. It's a double standard, man. I'm not going to those places anyway.
I mean, a Thunder from Down Under show might be fun.
What?
They look fun.
What could you do this weekend?
They have trampolines.
Are you coming out on the air?
No.
What is happening over there? Well, there you go. Here we are. It's Monday. It's Valentine in the morning. That cash is flowing all week long. That contest, by the way, if you're wondering how it works, it's very simple. We give you that word. Then you hop on our website, you type it in, then you're in the running for the $1,000. But you got to be ready for a call back from an anonymous or blocked number, because that may be us calling you back.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:19, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Obviously, over the weekend, the story that is weighing on so many people's heart this morning. 10 people losing their lives in a mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia called the incident pure evil and racially motivated hate crime. The suspect in the shooting is a white man who allegedly drove 200 miles to a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood. Suspect was taken into custody. President Biden scheduled to travel to Buffalo tomorrow to meet with the families of the victims. The average cost of a gallon of regular gas in LA County has gone to over $6. Again, gas went over $6 a gallon for the first time ever April 1st, and it wasn't a joke. But then it dropped slightly. Experts say inflation, global supply chain issues, and increased demand are causing the prices to go up. John Camucci has got the sports.
Well, the NBA playoffs are going on right now. We haven't talked too much about it because LA's been out of it for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But the Final Four teams have been set for those playoffs. In the Western Conference, the Dallas Mavericks will play the Golden State Warriors. And then in Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat will play the Boston Celtics. And then with the winner of each of those series going on to play the NBA Finals, those games start tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. The NBA Finals.
You a big basketball guy like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not as much as I am with like baseball, but I was watching that Celtics series, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing Miami. Miami's just good.
Yeah.
Miami's got some good players. So it's good this year. I'd rather the Clippers and Lakers were in it.
Right.
But it has to, you know, somewhat be exciting, and they weren't. Oh.
I mean, true. So.
$1,000, easy money coming up 7 o'clock this morning. Plus, new details emerging about John Camucci's trip to Vegas. Apparently, he attempted to get on the wrong plane yesterday. Why did he attempt to do that? And shall we continue to swap him all morning long? First off, I'll say I think you look lovely. You look absolutely lovely. Seriously. So I don't know where that came from.
Because...
No, because I didn't say anything wrong.
No,
I don't see how I said it wrong.
But in the past, when a sentence starts like that, it's
how many times have you guys said it to me with the outfits I have? We just went through a whole big thing with my outfits and Coldplay, right?
With you asking for our opinion.
Yeah, and you gave it pretty hard.
Yes, this, usually in here, if somebody says, is that what you're wearing today? It's usually followed by a negative comment.
But there was no negative comment for me, right?
I guess I stopped right there.
Because you said F you.
Man, that was something.
Like, guys, I mean, little ears, I'm sorry, but she said the full throttle stuff right at me. Kind of like, you know, maybe not the full throttle. All right. But very close to full throttle. I could sense it in the angst of her voice, you know?
I will say, in Jill's defense, if you looked at it on paper, it just said, is that what you're wearing? But there was a tone of like, is that what you're wearing?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't done my hair. Listen, I don't have an ounce of makeup on right now.
You
we
look
have
beautiful.
A big meeting
earlier
today.
I was
going
to tell you how great you looked. I never got to say it, though, because the responsorial.
Is that what you're wearing? Oh, no.
Listen,
hot hour starting this morning.
I looked over and I said to my friend, oh, is that what you're wearing today?
That is not what happened.
All right, ooh. I didn't say, oh, I said, is that what you're wearing today?
No, that's again.
I should have dressed up more.
Said.
I was about to go, I should have dressed up more.
No.
You look amazing.
You're the most dressed up I've seen you in a while. There's no way.
Anyway, John's back from Vegas. He almost didn't make it back from Vegas because John almost got on the wrong plane. What's the story, John?
I almost flew across the country instead of flying back
here.
Were
you tipsy?
No, not at all.
Right.
I blame the airline.
What?
What happened?
So I'm on my way to the airport, and my flight board's at 6:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up at 4:30. I get there on time. I'm about an hour and a half early. So I get to the airport. I have a nice breakfast, and I'm sitting there waiting at my gate.
Okay.
Eventually, the boarding time comes, and they go on the speaker right next to us, and they say, hey, we're running a little bit late, so we're not going to board for another 10 to 15 minutes where you're going to be a little bit delayed on your takeoff, but don't worry, we got you.
Okay.
So I said, perfect. I'm sitting
really,
there.
Is that what they said, John? But don't worry, we got you.
Essentially, I'm paraphrasing here.
Okay, gotcha.
But I get in line. And I'm zone 3, so they board zone 1, they board zone 2. I'm like one of the last people getting
on
the plane.
Sure, back of the bus.
So I hand him my boarding pass, and it scans red. And he says, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going back to Orange County. He goes, oh, we swapped gates last minute. This is going to Oakland, California. Orange County's on the other side of the airport now.
Oh, then you got a hook there. That's the worst,
and I said,
man.
No.
That's
so I looked at the time, and it was right as the Orange County flight was taking off.
Oh,
so
no.
Sure enough, I go to that gate. There were 5 other people that were supposed to be on the flight. That happened to them, too.
Because
we didn't get notified. They didn't say on our boarding pass that they switched.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was boarding at the place I was supposed to be.
Right.
And there was a guy in front of me wearing an Angels baseball hat that boarded the flight to Oakland.
Holy cow.
Excuse
Dude,
me, sir.
How
right.
dare he?
How
and
dare? Where are you going?
I know. And there was a sign that says where it's going right there in front of you.
And noted, I will look at that from now on.
However, noted. I would look at that. Like everybody in the world looks at that sign as you're about to get on a plane. It says where it's going to. It's right there.
There were 0 red flags. I saw
there was
the
also this big
hat.
Sign that says like, you know, every gate and where it's going. These big TV screens at airports, too.
Trust in my boarding pass. I don't know. Everyone was boarding at the time they were supposed to be boarding.
Maybe you're just a young enough flyer. I always check for gate changes because it's a pretty common occurrence.
And for good reason, clearly. Yeah.
I'm always just in my app or right. when I have a ticket in my wallet. Right. That's it.
So they told me the next flight they could put me on was tomorrow morning, which would have been right now.
Oh, gosh.
Right. How'd you get back?
I had to Uber back to the hotel, and I found a friend that was driving back.
You drove back to Vegas?
And it took us 7 hours to get back.
Oh, my God, John. You're going to be a mess today.
Oh, yeah. No.
What time did you get home yesterday?
I got home at like 4. We left pretty early.
Okay. 4 in the morning?
No, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. So you got some sleep last night.
I got plenty of sleep, yeah.
Yikes,
oh, but a seven-hour car ride compared to just a quick flight.
Right.
By the time we left the hotel, I would have been at home in my bed taking a nap.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, this is wild.
Shoot.
Oh, gosh.
What, and was it a nice guy you rode with? Was it a decent ride?
Decent ride.
Yeah.
He had a Toyota Highlander, so I was very familiar, very comfortable in the back seat.
Oh, did you have to drive too?
No.
He drove the entire way?
He drove.
What a stud, dude.
That's nice.
What a guy. He said he was driving back anyway, so.
Did you guys stop at that ghost town?
No, I fell asleep most of the car ride, to be honest, so.
My God, that's kind of rude.
I mean, he was going to drive back anyway. I was just extra luggage.
Oh, my God. But you got to, like, offer to drive and stuff. Stay, you got to stay awake to keep him awake and everything.
Yeah, I bought him a Gatorade.
Valentine in the morning.
So we have been thanking different people these last few weeks. First, it was teachers, then nurses. And this week, it's all about EMTs. So you can give your EMT in your life a shout out at 31043, like Wendy, who said, I want to shout out my incredible nephew, Jesse Rodriguez, who is a certified paramedic working with the LA Fire Department.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Ed Sheeran likes to help out his friends. I'll tell you what he secretly paid for coming up at 6:50.
We went into the pool for the first time this year. Oh my gosh. It was fun. But, you know, I started like playing around with my kid and he's grown so much. Any parent who's got a child that's grown a lot in recent years, obviously, as they get older. Mine's a teenager, he's 14 years old, but that phase between 12 and 14 has grown so much. So I tried putting him on my shoulders in the pool. I tried throwing him. Oh my God.
Heavy.
No, it's just, what did you break, John?
That wasn't me.
Oh, the noise is coming from down below.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Wait, that's so strange.
Things are falling apart.
Things just fell.
Yeah.
Something just fell.
Yeah. So far, Jill and I can't even touch that thing that fell.
There's a little shelf under our, you know, our desk here.
Mm-hmm.
And that shelf just broke and everything just fell from it. All these little boxes and cords and...
Guys, we're having a bad start to the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We should just go home. I mean, not in the reality of life with everything going on, but here in the studio, things are breaking, things are misfiring, things are falling apart.
Weird.
So anyway, I was going to say, like, he's just grown up so much. It was just wild to, like, even last year, I could throw him off my shoulders. And now he's on my shoulders and I was drowning. You know, he's pushing me down in the deep end. I'm like, oh.
I saw you guys were doing that thing where you toss the football to him as he catches it into the pool, too.
Yeah, solid,
right? You never
right?
get too old for that.
Never get too old for that. 6:46, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Jill has entered, and we're going to do first sip here in a couple seconds where we all kind of salute this Monday. And I think we can, good God, we can use a coffee today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jill told us she's entered her villain phase.
This is what a lot of people think it is, like a villain phase or like your selfish era.
Is this kind of like midlife crisis that guys go through or something like that?
No.
But not like that, but I mean, it's a phase of your life that becomes common?
Well, it's when people pleasers.
Yeah.
It's when people who just go about life just kind of making everybody happy. And
like me.
You're doing a lot of giving. You're the giver in your family and all of that.
Sounds like
you realize that you've healed, you've done some self-care, and you're setting boundaries.
Uh-huh.
So people see that as like, oh gosh, what's wrong with Jill? She's just so negative, or oh, she's different. She's, you know, you just seem kind of selfish in a way.
Yeah.
You seem more like a villain
right.
rather than you're just standing up for yourself. You're not putting up with stuff anymore.
Balance the scales.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you entered that villain phase at about 6:13 this morning, I think was when I got the comment.
Well, I guess I've kind of felt this way for a while, but then I kept finding people talking about it on TikTok.
Right.
And I thought, oh my goodness, this is me.
Setting boundaries is absolutely fine, but I guess I can see where people would misconstrue that.
Yeah.
Right? If you've been so nice and all of a sudden you just say, no, I'm sorry, I can't make that. I won't be able to do that. Oh my God, what a bee.
I believe it was Elizabeth Olsen who said in her family, no is a complete sentence. I love that. Because whenever I say no to something, it's always like an explanation after it of why I can't do something or why I don't want to do something.
Yeah. Who's Elizabeth Olsen?
She's queen of the villain phase right now.
Who is she? Scarlet Witch, Wanda.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Was she on SNL with Cumberbatch the other night?
Yes.
That was very funny. You see that skit?
When she walks into the dressing room?
Yeah.
Yes.
But where she walks, well, one comes in as a Scarlet Witch, and then the actual actress comes in behind her.
Yes.
That was very funny.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
That was good. But yeah. So it's not, I'm not a villain. I'm not selfish.
How does this, what do we do to either prop you up during the villain phase, or what are we supposed to do with you? How do we react?
Nothing.
Just be.
Stay out of her way.
No, not
stay
out of her way. Not even
you're
that.
You're a raging villain.
No, that's the thing. People think it's a villain.
Yeah, the villain doesn't think they're a villain. You know?
No, she's setting boundaries. Should we try and counteract that throughout the office when people start talking behind your back or something? And like, if they're saying, oh my God, what happened to Jill? What a villain.
No, yeah, please do.
What do we say?
You just
she's
say,
not a villain. She's setting boundaries.
She's setting boundaries. Right. She's standing up for herself.
Yeah.
She's no longer just taking it anymore.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks.
All right. But in here, you're still going to be a people pleaser, right? Oh, okay.
That was a good villain laugh.
Hey, look at that gray-haired streak right down the side of your hair there. Why does she have all those Dalmatians behind her? Let's do first sip. This is a chance to come together, to be present in a moment with friends. And we got coffee in front of us. Maybe you got that in front of you. We'll do a cheers at the end of this and salute the week in front of us. The weekend is, it's something I can't even speak of in certain respects because it was so unbelievably sad and just leaves you struggling sometimes to think about, you know, our world that we live in. So I don't honestly have that many words for what happened in Buffalo and what happened in Laguna. I don't have words for that. I'm thinking about what Jill said about standing up for yourself. And I think that is important to grab hold of. If you have conviction, if you have a belief, it's important to talk to other people and understand other people's point of views and stuff like that. But don't feel pressure to change who you are and change what you believe inside your heart, if it's from a good spot, obviously. Don't feel pressure to change that because of the outside world. You have to be who you are. And I'm sure there's a lot of people get pressured at work. A lot of people get pressured by family and outside influences. You've got to be true to who you are. And I say that if you're coming from a good spot, be true to the person that you are and realize that's good enough. In fact, that's absolutely great. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
Cheers. And by the way, today's Brian Burton's birthday.
Hey! Yay! Happy birthday!
Thank you. No birthday shout outs on the air, but thank you.
And this entire show today is dedicated to you.
Thank you so much.
It was off to a rocky start as well.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines. Yeah.
The new movie Firestarter opened in theaters this weekend. It made $3.8 million, which put it in fourth place at the box office. Of course, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness came in at number one again, making another $61 million.
Yeah, but that $61 million is here in this universe. We have no idea what it made right. In the other universes.
Well, we know it's made $187.4 million total and then $688 million globally. And Ed Sheeran, I did not know this, and a lot of people didn't know it, but Tom Parker, he was one of the singers in The Wanted. He passed away in March from an inoperable brain tumor. He spent 18 months writing his memoir after receiving this terminal diagnosis, and he wrote in his upcoming book that Ed Sheeran helped him out with his medical bills. He said he was seeking private immunotherapy, and it just meant the world to him that his friend Ed Sheeran did this for him. And a week before he passed away, Tom was tweeting about the book and said it's a book about finding hope in whatever situation you're dealt and living your best life. So we're going to learn a ton from this book.
I think I want to read that book.
Yeah, it's going to be out in July.
Okay.
It's called Hope, My Inspirational Life. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
6:53. It is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. So this week during the Battle of Sexes, in the 7 o'clock edition, the Hollywood Bowl is such a great venue to go to and to be at. How about going there to see Halsey? 866-544-MYFM. Halsey in concert, Hollywood Bowl. If you think you got what it takes on a Monday morning, 866-544-MYFM. 866-544-6936. Also, $1,000. The villain's going to give you a chance. Coming up at 7 o'clock.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My fam, it's Valentine in the morning. We're just talking off the air about that Chevy Chase incident from over the weekend. I don't think people in Orange County, John, I don't know if you know anything about this.
No, I missed it.
So here in LA County, this emergency alert went out for a Chevy Chase Canyon area to evacuate.
Okay.
Now, the deal was they had a predetermined evacuation. It was all set up with the people there. They were just doing a test. You know, they're going to do a drill. Everyone evacuates. It's only going to last a couple hours. Fire department, everyone's involved. And I think it was basically for wildfire type stuff, as far as I understand. So then they sent out that evacuation notice. And shortly after that, you get the thing. Goes out like LA County wide. You might have got it on your phone. Did you get it?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says, hey, this was just a drill. Do not evacuate Chevy Chase Canyon. There's nothing going on. Don't worry. Don't panic. The world's not ending. But okay. A lot of people got this thing about evacuating. And it was like, oh my God, evacuate.
So
Chevy
confused.
Chase Canyon's going to be evacuated. And this thing says, Chevy Chase Canyon doesn't have to be evacuated. It was like an Amber Alert type thing. It came on everybody's phone. But the number one thing that came out of that incident here in the Los Angeles area,
yeah,
was people searching, where's Chevy Chase Canyon?
Oh.
Nobody knew where it was. I didn't know where it was. It's like right next to Glendale, I guess, right. A small little community.
Right. But
I don't know where it is, yeah.
Yeah, no one knew. No one knew.
The only reason I knew
Chevy
was
Chase didn't know.
I went to school here in Sun Valley, and we took our senior portraits at this photography studio that was right there on Chevy Chase Drive or whatever it is, and so I knew about it that way.
How funny, though, like the top thing for most people. Evacuate Chevy Chase Canyon. Where is Chevy Chase Canyon? But everything was fine. I guess the drill and everything went well, too. Except for that one part where they sent it out to everybody to evacuate.
Minor.
Katy Perry, $1,000 coming up next. 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. It is 7:08. Later on this hour, John Camucci is going to tell us the unwritten rules of men. If you got one you want to add in, 31043.
There's a big thread going around online, and I've compiled a list of the top, I'm calling them commandments.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Commandments. Got
For example, if a friend buys you a drink, you don't pay it back. You buy the next round. Like if I get you a drink, don't Venmo me $6.50. Just get the next round.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Unspoken
makes sense.
Man rules.
Man rules. Okay. And this is also coming from a guy that was in Vegas this weekend for a bachelor party, so he probably learned a lot of rules there too, mm-hmm. right? Yes. Or broke some. Also a guy that lives in a fraternity house with four fraternity brothers.
Yes.
So he's got a lot of manness surrounding him.
Don't hear that often, but yeah.
Right? He's got a lot of manness around him. We'll see if these rules stand true. And would you like your guy, if you have a guy in your life, to follow these unwritten man rules, these commandments.
Nice. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
It does.
Oh,
it works.
It's going to take off, buddy. Coming up at 7:25, but right now. It is the battle of the sexes representing the men. His name is Daniel. He lives in San Diego. He's a musician and enjoys cooking. What up, Daniel?
What's up, Daniel? Woo! How you doing?
Representing the ladies, her name is Priscilla. She's from Ontario. She's a court reporter and enjoys hiking. Let's hear for Priscilla.
Priscilla, what up, Priscilla?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Here's how it works, Priscilla. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Daniel, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. If a batter has a full count in baseball, Priscilla, how many strikes would the batter have?
If a batter has a full count, three.
No, then he's out. Two.
Oh,
full count
man.
Is three balls, two strikes. Here comes a pitch. What was that?
That sounded good off the bat.
That was my bat hitting the ball.
That's your bat hitting the ball? Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Thank you. Daniel, who has been a coach on The Voice since season one?
Katy Perry.
Oh, no. Blake Shelton.
All right, current score, 0-0. What artist just released an acoustic version of their song, When You're Gone?
Is it Eminem?
No. It's Shawn Mendes.
Daniel, what female singer collaborated with Shawn Mendes on the songs Senorita and I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Camila Cabello.
Current score is Monday. 0-0. Let's Go Places is coined as a slogan for what car company?
Let's Go Places. AutoZone?
Toyota. Let's Go Places. Toyota.
And Daniel, what is the name of the villain in Disney's The Little Mermaid?
No idea.
Oh, Ursula.
Well, let's go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler out your name, know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until the birthday boy. Wait until Brian Burton finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
What is your favorite movie quote?
Priscilla.
Roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ah, good one.
What's that from?
We gotta go back, Marty. I can't do it like you can.
That was great. That was fantastic.
The question gets better.
Yep.
I can't do it. It's from Back to the Future. Ladies win! Priscilla, congratulations. You've won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social, use the hashtag #ValentineTheMorning, and share it with pride.
Well, awesome. Thank you.
You've also won a pair of tickets to see... Halsey at the Hollywood Bowl, June 21st. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Nice job. Daniels, you exit the stage. This moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you. I got the
That's it. You're a man of few words. I understand. Have a great day, guys. Coming up in three things you need to know, California has a record-breaking budget surplus. I mean, a lot. Nearly $100 billion, meaning you might be getting some money in the form of a tax refund. We'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. And also, I'd like to know who balances the checkbook for California, because you're way off.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:20, it's Valentine in the morning. Good morning to you. It's Monday morning. Going to try and keep you in a good mood today and have some fun as you get up and start your week. A lot of stuff going on in the world. Well, obviously, we're here for you at this breakfast table. Overnight, a 3.8 magnitude earthquake rattled Riverside County, according to the USGS. Quake hit after 11, about 4 miles north of Desert Hot Springs. No serious damage or injuries have been reported. Shaking reported near West Covina, Santa Ana, even Long Beach. A lot of people out watching that moon last night, too. I get a couple shots. We have a little telescope, and you try and put your iPhone right up to the telescope eye. Did we do okay? It's in my story right now on Instagram. Go for Valentine. Go, then the number for Valentine. California has a record-breaking budget surplus of nearly $100 billion. That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash.
Governor Newsom says he's planning an $18 billion inflation relief package that will include tax refund checks, rental relief, and free public transit. One idea is to send out $400 checks to every registered car owner in the state. Another idea would have been to like maybe get it right the first time so we're not sitting here with $100 billion wondering, here, I'm going to take all your taxes and I've got it. Now I'm just going to give the taxes back to whatever. I don't know, whoever wants it. Anyway, John Camucci's got the sports.
Well, the Kings season has come to an end over the weekend. They lost 2-0 in Game 7 to the Oilers, which eliminated them from the playoffs. That was also the last game for Dustin Brown, who announced he'd be retiring from hockey after the season with the Kings. So that's it for the Kings and all of hockey in Southern California until next season.
At least we do have two great baseball teams right now in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news right there. Coming up, $1,000 easy money at 8 o'clock. Plus, John Camucci, our new guy, is going to tell us the unwritten rules of men. If you've got one you want to add to his commandments... You can text in at 31043.
Nod down when you greet someone new and nod up when it's someone you already know.
Oh.
I have overthought this since I was 13 years old.
I get the what's up. Head nod of what's up, but I've never known the nod down when you meet somebody new.
Yeah, so, that checks
nice
out.
Nice to meet you.
I had this 8th grade teacher.
I think it does check out. Oh my God.
I had this 8th grade teacher. His name was Mr. Michaels. And when I walked by the hallway, the very first time I met him, he nodded down at me. And all my friends at 13, you think you're cool, so you nod up.
Yeah.
And he nodded down. And I thought it was the coolest looking thing ever. So after that, for years, I have overthought the nod up, nod down when I meet someone.
Oh.
The nod down is like respectful. How you doing today?
God, and
the nod
guys, up, like, I think he's up, right.
Yeah.
I feel like a Buddhist monk all of a sudden or something.
I know.
But holy cow, John, you're right. I can feel it in my body. Like if I'm meeting somebody for the first time, and this is Bill Wilson. Bill, how you doing? The nod down is legit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. But if it's Brian in the hallway, what's up, bro?
What's up, Brian?
It's a more familiar nod. Uh-huh. That's true.
Oh my God, the nod up if you know him, the nod down if you're just meeting them. A sign really of deference and respect.
Blows my mind too.
Blown mind, right? Look at it. Pinch poke, yummy coke.
Easy.
Oh my gosh, guys.
You're welcome.
This show brings you life. Texts are coming in. Oh my God, my husband said the same thing about the nod. Another text, I'm looking around to see how many other drivers around me are nodding up and down. Thank you for Monday morning smiles. Have a great week, Stephanie. Another one directed right at John Camucci says, John, who needs college? I've got you guys.
Class is in session.
Life skills right here.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Doing great, Val. You're doing great.
All right, all right. You get a manly suggestion for John Camucci's commandments?
Yeah, you should never use the middle urinal when there is optional use for the side one. Just don't do that, bro.
So how many urinals are we talking about? Talking like three or four urinals. You say go to the sides, don't use the middle one?
Yeah, if you, like most of them, if you go to like a small bathroom in an office building, you can see probably about three urinals. And if the, all those side ones are open, don't use that middle one.
Well, let me, yeah. Because then you're not allowing a guy to have distance between you and the other guy.
Oh.
So if you use the far left or far right, there's distance between you and another dude, and guys just don't like to do that next to each other.
If someone happens to come in.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Got it.
Yeah.
Like if you can avoid it, have some space.
Okay.
You know what's a confusing one? Is our bathroom is two urinals, and what a fantastic conversation we're having. And one of them is up high, and one of them's down low.
It's so true.
Like, do we have little kids coming to iHeart? It's like low for like a child urinal.
You are a family show, so.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Good point. I don't know. I guess a handicap would use the stall, right? So there's no handicap urinal.
Yeah, you'd use the stall. You're not going to roll up your wheelchair to that small urinal, I don't think, John. Did you picture somebody rolling up in a wheelchair and just shooting across?
Maybe if that's easier, I'm not sure.
I don't think you...
Are there any more commandments?
Can I add another men's bathroom rule?
Yes.
You are allowed to talk, but only if it's a dumb joke. Otherwise, no conversations.
That's right at me.
Sometimes I will be in the stall and Val is talking to me from the other side and I don't like it.
Well, you know what happens? Once I find out who's in there, Ian, that's when I start talking. If it's one of my friends, I'll start talking.
How do you find out who's in there?
I look at the shoes.
Oh, you're a shoe looker.
I'm a shoe looker. I'm a shooker. Ian, thanks for calling, bro. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. You too.
All right, be a man. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
The Voice is getting a new coach. This will be someone who will replace Ariana Grande in her chair. I'll tell you who it is coming up at 7:50. But right now, we want to know the, what do we call them?
The unwritten man rules or the commandments.
Commandments. We got a text that says, this talk about commandments made me realize how weird boys, guys, men really are.
Oh, you're finally getting a hint? Okay, I told you that.
There's a lot of text coming in with bathroom commandments, which we don't have to go back to, but a lot of people agreeing with what you guys have been saying.
Right.
And then, let's see. Yeah, a lot. No, I can't read any of these. A lot of bathroom ones. A lot of bathroom texts.
Well, what a good topic for a Monday morning, right? Alex, how you doing, buddy?
When someone gets with your friend and they break their heart, never get with that same girl for his sake.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We're sensing this is a deeper conversation.
It's the same goes for us, too. It's like girl code, guy code. Mm-hmm. You don't get with your friend's ex.
Is that what you're saying? So this happened to you, obviously?
No, it happened to a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
I hear you. It happened to me. I'm living with a guy who dated my ex for 2 years.
What?
Ow.
So he dated your ex after you guys broke up?
Right. Yeah, we didn't date for that long, but.
Right. So you date this one girl, you break up, then your buddy dates her for 2 years. Mm-hmm.
Not just your buddy, your roommate?
He was
my roommate at the initial time.
Oh.
Right.
Afterwards.
Right. It wasn't like he was bringing her over to the frat house while you were there. Okay, gotcha.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever talked about that? And
oh, yeah, we're cool. I mean, she's more of his ex now than mine. We dated for a couple months. They dated for 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Wow.
But.
Wow.
Can be dicey.
It sure can.
You guys have both kissed the same girl.
Yeah.
Basically kissed each other.
Honestly, yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know. Eskimo bro? Say.
Oh, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be the one.
We won't say it.
You almost did.
Yikes. Sorry.
I don't know what you were going to say. I really don't. I don't know what that is. So don't tell me.
Fair enough.
Obviously, we appreciate you calling, Alex.
Yeah, it was good being here.
Have a good one, buddy. 866-544-MY-FM. The day I first met you, you told me you never fall in love. 104.3 MY-FM. It's Valentine in the morning. John Camucci is the new guy that joined our show in November, September?
When September did you... 27th.
Oh, God. He's got the date.
A day that will live in infamy.
Yes, right. What's that quote from, John?
Pearl Harbor.
There you go. My man. You saw the movie?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I wasn't around for the actual thing, I think.
Okay. I think.
I think. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, John joins the show. He's a frat guy. His fraternity is big in his history, and he still lives at Four Fraternity Brothers. And he's got a list of these commandments. He thinks these rules that guys should follow.
Absolutely. Like when your friend's crush is around, no matter what, he is now the funniest man in that group.
That's a good one.
Great
solid
rule.
Bros, nice. Solid bros, yeah.
You can't roast a man in front of their kid either. No matter what, do not roast a man in front of his kid.
Yeah, I think we kind of follow that. Like, in front of your kids, I always make sure I blow you up and stuff.
Totally. And we'll, like, joke with each other, but there's definitely a line.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, with kids, yeah. A man wants to look the best he can in front of his kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make enough dumb mistakes on our own. We don't need our buddies roasting us in front of our kids.
Exactly.
These are good. We'll put a full list up at our website, 1043myf.com/Valentine. So those are good. And then also the urinal stuff. We'll put that up there, too.
I learned a lot.
What did you learn today, Jill? You're glad you're not a man?
I have so many questions when it comes to urinals.
Oh, no.
Not going to ask them now, but...
What a weird way to go through life. So many questions about
so many questions.
How men use the restrooms.
A lot
stuff.
Of it has to do with where your pants go.
Nowhere.
Those are
nowhere.
Of,
they don't go anywhere.
They stay on.
The pants fall down.
You hang them up on the side.
Jill, have you ever gone into a restroom with like a little boy? Have you taken him into a restroom? Little boys are the only ones who pull their pants down. Like Micah and Maddox, I'm not sure who's doing it now, but...
Micah has aged out of it, but Maddox full-on drops the pants.
It's the funniest and cutest little thing at the same time. If you've ever been a dad, obviously you've gone through this, where your little boy goes in and he's using the urinal for the first time. He's learning how to use it and stuff. And he opens his pants and they just fall straight to his ankles. And half the time his underwear goes too, and the bare little tush is right there, and he's using the urinal, and every guy laughs, and it's a good giggle. Then realizing, you know, later on down the road, the kids don't have to pull their pants down. There's a fly, we just unzip that, and that's all we have to do. Our pants don't come off, Jill.
Oh, I thought unbuttoned, like everybody would have to unbutton as soon as that happens, and your pants are at your ankles.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Right hand to God, did you think that our pants were at our ankles in front of the urinal?
This was my question. I didn't know if they were like at your knees, at your ankles. Like, I honestly...
You thought they came down that far,
it
though.
It makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought people had, like, preference as to what they would do, but I thought a lot of times you would have to unbutton the pants.
How low do
and
you
so
go?
You thought, either knees or ankles is where the pants went to?
Or some people keep them up around their hips, but they just... I just didn't know how they were staying up. I never thought that it was pure zipper.
It's, oh my God.
Hey,
I'm
not thinking about this every day.
When you put a lot of thought into it, obviously.
Just because of all this talk this morning, I was like, well, what does happen?
It's just, no, it's just, I mean,
just
I hate
this.
It's
zipper.
When you
it's zipper
pants,
and it's over the
fall?
Top of the underwear.
Yeah.
Straight down?
Sometimes. Depending on the pants.
Okay, no,
guys, are you, is Southern California, are you hearing this?
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Do other women think that we stand in front of a urinal with our pants at our ankles? Is this a common thing?
Have you ever walked in and somebody did have their pants around
their
ankles?
No!
Never in your life!
Except for a little three-year-old boy. Right. Little kids only. No man has ever... If you do that, you walk back out.
Okay.
If I saw that, I would lose my mind.
Oh, okay. See, I thought that was common. Honestly.
I don't have words. Usually I'm not speechless on the show. I literally do not have words for you right now.
Because I haven't devoted a lot of time to thinking about this. This was just
But you clearly did!
Well, yeah, because now I have
questions. What other woman thinks a guy's pants are down by their ankles in front of a urinal?
Here, look at this text. Jill, it must be like when a girl wears a romper and needs to use the restroom. Yeah, that's exactly it.
No, it's not!
Yes, it is.
Yeah, not exactly.
Okay, coming up next in headlines, a wedding happened for real this time yesterday. I'll tell you who got married right after traffic.
Somebody texted, will my son know this? I'm a single mom and I have no males to teach him this.
Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood Headlines. Yeah.
The Voice is going to have a brand new set of coaches for this next season. It's going to be Blake Shelton, who has been there since the beginning, John Legend, Gwen Stefani is coming back as a coach, and then Camila Cabello, who has spent last season as a part-time advisor. She is going to be a new coach on The Voice. She's going to take the chair that was taken by Ariana Grande last season, who took over for Nick Jonas after that. So Camila Cabello joining The Voice. And Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, according to TMZ, are now married for real this time. Yesterday, they posted that they were spotted in traditional wedding outfits. He was in a nice tux. She was in a white dress. And they were in a downtown courthouse in Santa Barbara. And nice. Kourtney's grandma, Mary Jo, MJ from the show, and then Travis Barker's dad, Randy, were there in these photos standing by their side. So TMZ is saying this time it's for real. They had the paperwork to do this, where before in Vegas, it was just kind of like a practice run, they said. But now, I guess, according to TMZ, Travis Barker, Kourtney Kardashian, officially married. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Sometimes you don't realize what's going to get a response in the text line until you say it. Apparently, this got a very big response. Also, a lot of single moms curious, like, who's going to teach their boys this stuff? Maybe we need to do a full-on topic one day.
That's good.
For, like, you know, single moms who may not have that male influence for their son in their life. Mm-hmm. We're worried about this, for us to answer questions. Conversely, I'm sure there's a lot of, like, single dads out there that might have similar questions if they have, like, little girls and don't know that stuff.
I grew up in a family of girls. I'm the oldest of three sisters. I don't have any brothers, and I have some questions.
Jill thought that when a man went to the bathroom using a urinal, that he put his pants around his ankles.
Ankles, thighs, knees. I thought the pants
She's trying to bring
down.
Up a little higher, but well, she started off with ankles, then realized that was wrong.
In my mind, it was like preference. What were you comfortable with? I didn't know
None of
that
those.
The pants stayed up around the waist.
Kyle
no
texted in. He goes, I'm going to try it out today.
Yeah, my roommate teacher Kyle is like, Joe might be onto something here.
So comfortable. Hi, Christine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. So you were thinking the same thing as Jill. You're here to defend her?
Well, I just never really thought twice about it. So I didn't know, but I don't know. Do you guys go and in the stall and sit? Do you, I don't know.
Yeah, now, I don't know what goes on in there.
Most men use a urinal when they go to the bathroom.
But yeah, so I honestly, I thought that, you kind of
dropped
up
pants.
A little bit,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they don't come off your waist. I mean, they have to open up at the front. The zipper opens, the button opens, the Fruit of the Looms go down, whatever, and off you go.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks, Christine. Right. Thanks for calling in. But nobody is dropping them down to their ankles. Victoria, was this what you thought as well?
Yes, I did. I am here to defend Jill.
Yes, thank you.
I thought, Jill, you're surrounded by men there, but the ladies here in L.A. listening, I was cracking up. But yes, I had never thought about it. I had no idea. So I'm enlightened this morning by this experience.
Thank you, Victoria. We're all learning.
The romper question was valid. I think about us wearing rompers.
Yes, exactly.
How is that valid? We don't wear rompers.
No, I know, but in my mind, it was the same type of thing.
Yeah, but a romper goes up top too, right?
Right.
It's a whole one piece.
It's a whole one piece, but I'm not wearing a unitard or a romper. I'm wearing pants.
Yeah, in our minds, the pants were the romper coming down.
Yes, exactly. I think it was very valid. We never go into men's restrooms unless the women's line is too long and then there's no men in the restroom.
No, I hate that one. That's such a bogus thing, too. I hate when that happens.
Yes.
I've been at like the forum so many times where a lady walks in, I'm trying to pee, and she just walks in to use the restroom.
Oh.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, yeah.
And she goes, why are your pants on the ground?
It was me.
Yes.
Can a man get some privacy around here? Thanks, Victoria. Thank you. Hey, Melissa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing good. I got my Starbucks.
You got your Starbucks. Life is good. And you're on Team Jill for this one?
Yes, because we don't have to deal with that stuff. We go in, we pull the pants down, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't even realize the zipper was a thing, or like, now I know what the little pocket is for on the boxers. It makes sense now.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you think the pocket on the boxers for? Oh, careful how you say this.
I know.
Well, we don't, 9 times out of 10, just so you know, men don't use the little hole in boxers or the briefs.
But that's what it's there for.
Yeah, you usually go over the top. It's a lot quicker.
Boxers that have don't even have those holes anymore.
Yeah, some boxers don't have them. John's right.
Okay.
They get rid of the holes because a lot of guys don't go through that hole. We just go over the top.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it all makes sense now. I didn't know. And then my husband was like, this is how it happens. I was like, oh, got it.
Yes.
I mean, the pocket part, I figured out eventually. Okay. I was like, oh, that's what the pocket is for.
Yeah, we don't really use it. But my main thing, I guess the main point of contention, somebody just texted, my 10-year-old son is laughing out loud and said, it's official, Jill's my favorite. She's my favorite too. I just want you guys to understand, there's no man in the restroom above the age of like 4 that is using a urinal with his pants around his ankles and his underwear around his ankles.
Now we know.
Have you seen the romper meme though?
Oh dear.
Have you seen it?
No,
I'm going to send it to you.
Thank you for the romper
meme.
That
way you understand what we're talking about, where we just pull down the romper.
No, we definitely get it.
We get it, but we're anatomically different. We don't have...
No contention there.
Yeah, there's no problem. It's a different area. It's.
I mean, I'd like to see. Send it.
You weirdo. Melissa, go have a great day. Thanks for calling into our show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Thanks, love. Bye-bye. $1,000, our resignation, all that still to come on Valentine in the morning. Here's Justin Bieber. This is Ghost. I gotta use the restroom. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. So I'm on Instagram. Go for Valentine. Go the number 4 Valentine. Follow me, please. Jill's on Instagram.
At Jillian Elaine. And then John's on Instagram.
It's at Camucci, C-O-M-O-U-C-H-E.
So we're doing a spin the bottle here of or kind of a roulette type thing to see who posted on the Instagram.
I'd like
could
to,
be on Jill's.
No, I'd like to gracefully remove myself from
sorry,
the spin.
Everyone's in the running from this thing too. So this whole topic, this whole conversation about men in the restroom and what ladies thought and what is reality.
About pants.
On the ground, pants on the ground, look like a fool with pants on the ground. So our pants aren't down around our ankles when we use a urinal. That's not true. It's just not how it works, right?
That's what I learned today.
But so then John Camucci and I had this idea. My wife will kill me for this. John Camucci and I go, let's go take a photo and see what it looks like if your pants are on the ground. So we use my phone, so I have full access and no one else has access to this. So I go in there and I do that. I just stand there with the pants and the stance underwear.
Drop trowel,
mm-hmm. down around the ankles. John gets down. I go, John, angles are important, man. So don't show anything that's risque, right? So basically from the kneecaps down.
Yeah.
John gets down like he's doing a photo shoot. And it's just me and him in the bathroom. And John's doing this. He's taking the picture, right? As John is taking the picture, Woody from Alt walks in. So Woody walks in and John's down on his knees, basically taking a picture of me from behind at a urinal. And Woody's just like, hey, morning, guys.
It's not what nothing. It looks like.
Unfazed about it. Like, that's normal on their show. I don't know.
Huh.
Totally unfazed, doing his thing. And I'm like, yeah, we're doing a thing because Jill thought the guys had pants around their ankles. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was whatever. Like, Val, you can explain this. I'm going back to the studio.
Yeah, he just bailed. I said, give me that phone first, though. So the photo's not risque. It's whatever. And we thought about posting it. But now you've all kind of seen it in your mind's eye, so I don't know if we need to post it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If anybody should, though, I think it should be you because this is your topic.
No, this was not my topic.
Huh. Well, you're going to brought up that whole thing about the pants.
I just had a question, and a lot of people had that same question.
Well, now you have an answer,
yes,
right?
Yes, thank you.
Is your airdrop on?
No.
It is the battle of the sexes. Reps of the men. His name is Chris. He lives in Chino. He's an Uber driver. Enjoys hanging out with the kids. What up, Chris?
What's up, Chris? Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Representing the ladies, her name is Patricia. She's from Los Angeles. She's an administrative assistant and enjoys spending time with her husband. Let's hear for Patricia.
What's up, Patricia?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Did you hear the previous topic, Patricia? Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I pretty much knew how that worked.
Okay, all right. Well, here's how this works, Patricia. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Chris, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best of the three wins still tied at the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. How many holes are in a full round of golf? How many, Patricia? Nothing?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot. I said, how many holes are in a full round of golf? It's 18, but you were buzzed. So we move on.
All right, Chris. How many flavors are in an original standard pack of Starbursts?
5.
It's 4.
Wasn't there a recall on Starburst over the weekend, I think?
Yes.
And so Starburst? Well.
Starburst and a bunch of other candies. We'll put it up on our website, 1043myfm.com/valentine. But I guess it was some little teeny metal shards and some certain candies.
Oh, no.
So if your kids are into, I think it was Starburst, what else? Reese's?
Skittles.
Skittles, that's what it was. Skittles. Yeah. So
Life
be careful.
Lifesavers as well.
Oh, no.
We'll put that full list up, 1043myfm.com/valentine. All right, current score 0-0. This electronic music duo just released a full album on Friday titled So Far, So Good. Who's that, Patricia? You know their name as soon as I said it. Very popular.
I'm Silk Sonic. I don't know.
The Chainsmokers.
Chris, Brian Burton is celebrating a birthday today. Aww. Along with what female singer who has songs like Black Cat and Rhythm Nation?
What do you got, bud?
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We should play a Janet Jackson song today.
Please.
She's so, so good.
So good.
Current score, 1-0. Guys, you got to get this right, Patricia, to stay in it. Here we go. A trailer was just released for Avatar 2, The Way of Water. What year was the first Avatar movie released? It's a long time ago. Give you a hint.
I just saw this. It was in 1991.
No, that'd be a long time ago. It was 2009, but it feels like 91, doesn't it? Yeah. And we have to disclose that Jill's brother-in-law is a huge part of Avatar 2, and so we're talking about this, and her family's going to make a lot of money because of it. Fellas win.
Yeah.
You got it, buddy. Battle of Sexes Championship certificate. Post it on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the morning. Share it with pride, all right?
All right.
Congratulations.
Do we don't have to say that every time Avatar is mentioned.
No, I think it's like I took a test for iHeart.
Yeah, so did
and
I.
This whole thing that but you have I'm to not disclose making
money from things. It. What? I'm not. Look what God
gave. Thomas Rhett, you got tickets to see him. Thomas Rhett, 5 Point Amphitheater, August 11th. They're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats.
Awesome. This is great.
Yeah, Thomas Rhett is great. He's one of our favorite artists that ever came by. And he was so generous, he like sent us wine afterwards and everything. Really, really nice guy. So enjoy yourself. Well, awesome. Patricia. What was that? Go ahead, Chris.
No, this is great. I'm like freaking out. I'm dropping my daughter off at school right now. We always listen. We're just like.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know. Shocked right now.
Well, all right. Well, make sure you drop her off. Pay attention to that part first. So, Patricia, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Congratulations. Have fun. Enjoy. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Patty.
Three things you need to know right now.
It's 8:20. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. If you're a person of faith, I ask you to keep these people in your prayers. And I know prayers are not entirely the answer in society. We've all talked about that before, and action has to be taken. But I hope you hold a special place in your heart for a lot of people this past weekend whose lives changed forever. We're talking earlier about the tragic shooting in Buffalo over the weekend. And sadly, there was another shooting in Orange County yesterday. It happened at a church in Laguna Woods. One person lost their life, 4 others critically wounded. Authorities described a group of the church's congregants as heroes. Several people overpowered the suspect, hogtied him with an extension cord until first responders arrived. Who knows how many lives they saved by intervening. Yesterday afternoon, firefighters responded to a wind-driven fire burning near Porter Ranch in Chatsworth. The fire is being pushed by 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, and crews are about to stop forward progress after it grew to about 7 acres. We're able to stop forward progress. A 2-acre brush fire also broke out last night at Descanso Gardens in La Cañada Flint Ridge. Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, the coastal fire burned about 200 acres in Laguna Niguel, and that's about 80% contained. Our firefighters, like I've always said, in California, we have the best firefighters on the planet, in my opinion. And sadly, it's because of how many fires they've had to fight over the years. John Camucci's got the sports.
A little baseball update here. The Angels took 3 out of their 4 games with the Athletics over the weekend, easily winning that series. And the Dodgers avoided a sweep from the Phillies with a win last night. A walk-off double for Gavin Lux, who redeemed himself after a ground ball went through his legs earlier that game. But they'll now host a series with the Diamondbacks here at home this week.
Coming up, chance at $1,000, easy money at 9 o'clock. Plus, tell us the most annoying unsolicited advice you ever received. Text in 31043.
Like Barbara, who texted in and said, a man at the gym told me that I didn't need to work out. I just needed to stop bending my elbow and feeding my face. Little did he know I had already lost 40 pounds after having thyroid cancer surgery and radiation.
Like, who are these people that say stuff like that?
I know.
You can't but just think, like, who are you? Who
would say that?
There's a salesperson back there. I won't tell you who. They looked at me. This is actually in the past like month or two. And they said, hey, you know, if you got Botox, that line like right there in your forehead would be totally gone. Yes. If you got Botox, that line in your forehead would be totally gone.
And you weren't talking about anything like that before.
I was at the coffee machine thing back there. Yes. Yes. I will not tell you her name. I will let you think about it yourself. And I'll tell you off the air. 8:22. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 My FM. 8:25. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 My FM. You guys want to reach out? 31043. The most annoying unsolicited advice you ever received. A lot of us have stuff.
Cheryl said, I was going through severe depression with anxiety and being told, just be positive. Or others have it worse than you. Stop being so overdramatic. So that is the most annoying advice she's ever received. And then Becky said, after being recently divorced, not even thinking about future relationships, I hate it when people said, don't worry, you'll find someone eventually. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Sorry, I've said that probably.
It's okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to you. Oh, did I say to you?
I think maybe.
No, I think I just said it in general life when somebody had a breakup or something like that. Sorry if I said it to you.
It's okay. It's all right.
866-544-MYFM. Paige, the most annoying unsolicited advice you ever received.
So a few years ago, my old boss, we were all sitting at a lunch table. She was coming by, so coworkers and I, people I actually like. They were all talking about their kids, and I don't have children myself. And she came up to me and then said, oh, speaking of kids, you should go get your eggs freeze, because I was 28 at the time. So I was getting up there.
Oh, yeah. You're like, first off, mind your own business.
Right.
And second off, repeat number one.
Yeah. Right. I really dislike it when people think that they are telling you something for the first time, like you haven't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, of course, it's my body and it's my timeline. Thank you very much. No one else should have an opinion on that besides you and your doctor.
Yes, exactly.
Ugh.
Well, you know what? It's my bathroom time. It's my...
Oh, no. We can't go back.
Oh, we can't go back. I'm so sorry. We can't go back. Paige, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill has got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
A sitcom from the 90s is coming back in the form of an animated series with the 4 original stars voicing the characters. I'll tell you all about it coming up at 8:50.
When people give you that unsolicited advice, for some reason, the one that really gets me, and it's maybe you've experienced it too, when somebody looks at you and goes, oh my God, dude, you look exhausted. You ought to get some rest or something. I know what my appearance is. When people comment on your appearance, it never makes you feel good.
Yes.
Especially if it's going to be someone like, oh, you're not looking good. Oh my gosh, look at you.
And sometimes they do it, and I genuinely think they care, especially when it comes to me. Like somebody will ask me if I'm not feeling well, because there are days when I don't feel well.
Right.
But they'll say like, ooh, you look like you don't feel well. You're okay.
And I'm you're
like,
having a bad day.
I'm just not wearing mascara. That's all it is. I'm so sorry. I feel good, but just no mascara today.
But to be fair, that's no one in this room that you're speaking to, correct?
No one in this room. No one in this room. You guys ask me how I'm doing. It's very genuine.
Right, exactly, yes. Exactly.
But
exactly.
Pam texted in and said any and all of the, if you just lost a little weight, you'd be prettier commentary.
Who says this stuff?
Trust me.
Really?
People say all kinds
people
of stuff.
People say if you lost a little weight, you'd be prettier?
Oh, yeah.
Monsters.
Mm-hmm. And Teresa said, my daughter had red hair. And while she was a baby, a lady came up to me and said, don't worry, my daughter had hair that color and she's blonde now. It's the reason that my daughter is 28 now and she has lived her life with women telling her that they would pay for her hair color.
No, redheads can be absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. Absolutely stunning, beautiful hair. And natural right redheads, I think, it's fading due to genes and DNA and everything else.
Really?
Because there's a lot of redheads in Ireland. That's like where a lot of redheads are from, you know? Mm-hmm. But I read some article years ago that whatever reason, there's less and less redheads in the world.
Interesting.
So if you're a redhead, you own it.
Yeah.
You believe in the power of that red hair. Congratulations to you. 8:35. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. There's $1,000 coming your way at 9 o'clock this morning. 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. It's Monday, May 16th. Good morning to you guys. Hopefully your week is off on the right note. A lot of heavy stuff from this weekend, but I want you to remember that you are always welcome here with our show. You're always, you know, feel free to reach out and just be part of it. You know, this is your little breakfast table where I sit. My name is Valentine. This is my dear friend, Jill.
Good morning, everybody. This is our friend, John.
Good morning. And this is our birthday boy, Brian S. Burton.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you. Hello, hello morning.
What? Did you hear the swallow?
Something happened.
Did you have a fig bar in your mouth again?
No, I was just taking it. I'm trying to drink more water.
Right.
So
on the air.
I took a gulp.
This is good.
I was very thirsty. And I could feel a little like I needed to like clear my throat. So I'm like, I'll just take a sip of water.
Sure, yeah,
without
fine.
Coughing.
That's life. That's a breakfast table.
And he came to me.
I know. I'm so sorry. Why would I do that?
No, it's okay. No.
I'm a horrible person.
No, I wasn't.
How dare you not know I was gulping this water? Why did you come to me?
I wasn't expecting you to come to me right then.
It's 8:42. There's $1,000 coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. It's called Easy Money. So when you win this cash, here's what happens. You go to our website, you type in the word we tell you to type in. Then you could be getting a phone call back from an anonymous or blocked number. That's probably us. Now pick up if they're selling you car insurance, hang up, whatever, or a warranty, hang up. But it could be us because that's how we do it. We call back from the radio station to let you know we won $1,000. Your next chance is at 9 o'clock sharp.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Married with Children is coming back, but this time in the form of an animated series, and the original Bundys are coming back to voice their characters. So Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino will all be back as Al, Peggy, Kelly, and Bud Bundy. We don't know where this is going to air, but the original series was on from 1987 to 1997 on Fox.
It was on for 10 years?
10 wow. years.
Isn't that wild, 10 years?
It is.
And then sometimes you hear about a show and you go, it was on from 1991 to 1993. But for some reason, you feel it was on so much longer.
Yes. And you think there's like so many episodes. Like for me, it was California Dreams, which came on right after Saved by the Bell.
By the way, who was on California Dreams? I was on California Dreams.
You were?
I was on. Don't say it with so much disdain.
There's no disdain. I had idea.
I was on an episode of California Dreams. Yeah.
What were you doing?
I played a DJ. You know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like a little place where they would eat? Uh-huh. Or no.
So much acting talent on the show.
Well,
I know, John. Get your acting gear, man.
I'm trying.
Val, I had no idea. Right. I love that show. Aquaman star Jason Momoa, he was in Italy filming the next Fast and Furious movie, and he went to Vatican City, and he took some photos and video inside the Sistine Chapel and posted it on Instagram, and fans immediately started pointing out the video and pictures inside the chapel are not allowed. So he posted a video saying he didn't mean to offend anyone, and he said that he made a donation in order to set up a visit for himself and some of the crew members and some friends. And he said, I was very respectful and I asked for permission, what I thought would be okay. I would never want to do anything to disrespect someone's culture, so if I did, I apologize. It wasn't my intention.
Everybody takes pictures inside the Sistine Chapel. I took pictures there as well.
Here comes an apology.
I'm not sorry.
What?
I'm not sorry. I'm not. It was a very expensive trip, but it was years and years ago, and I didn't use a flash. Okay. It was fine. Nobody noticed. I got some great photos, and you can see the like a little dirt mark. If you ever look at photos of the Sistine Chapel, this is very impressive. A little dirt mark in the upper right-hand corner as you look at the altar, and that dirt mark, that square in the upper right-hand corner, is something they left after they restored the Sistine Chapel. They left that mark to let you see how much soot from burning candles and from all the years of having mass in there left on that amazing artwork, you know? So they cleaned and restored everything else, but left one little square so you could see what it looked like years ago with all the buildup of soot and smoke from the candles and stuff. Huh.
Did you get a picture of that?
I did. I did get a picture. I got the David as well. I got all that stuff when I went on that trip. By the way, funny side note on that. This is years and years ago. This is PC. We call it pre-Colin when we actually did things like that. So pre-Colin, and it was me and my wife and JoJo from down the hall and his wife, right? JoJo was telling people, he goes, yeah, we're going to the 16th chapel, I guess. I don't know where the other 15 are, but we're doing the 16th chapel. As God is my witness, he thought it was called the 16th. As in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The 16th was always my favorite one.
16th chapel. The first 15, not so good. They got the 16th right.
I'm Jill with Hollywood Headlines.
8:52. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. If you want to see those pictures, I'll post them later on.
Don't you dare.
Here's Taylor Swift. 104.3 MyFM, it is Valentine in the morning. It's 9:21, it's Monday, May 16th. Is Sherry on the line, Bri?
Yes, she is.
Sherry, good morning. How are your parents doing, Sherry?
They're okay, they're fine, because they were just so lucky. They decided to leave early and they went to get In-N-Out instead.
Yeah.
And they just missed it by, 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, Sherry.
And we're just so, so grateful and so, I feel so incredibly blessed.
Oh my gosh. Sherry's parents go to the same church in Laguna where that gunman shot and killed a parishioner this weekend and injured several others. And they left just 20 or 30 minutes before it happened.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Did they know the parishioner that passed away?
They did not. That, I think, was his first time there. That was his first time attending. So they did not know that person.
Oh my God. What? So they left. And they went to In-N-Out, and then they heard the news. And then did you hear the news and freak out and start calling them to make sure they're okay?
No, they got home. So we were, at home. We were hanging out. And then someone from their church called them. They had left shortly before my parents did. And they called and said, hey, are you guys okay? And my parents said, what do you mean? We're fine. We're at home. And then that's when they shared the news with my parents, and I was there as well. So that's how we found out. And we just, oh my gosh, my heart just dropped. We just couldn't believe it,
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, super scary.
Yeah, I'm glad they're okay. But obviously there's several families who, one gentleman has passed on and several families who are dealing with the injuries to their loved ones. It's just, yes. It doesn't make any sense, does it? It doesn't make any sense.
No, completely senseless.
And this on the heels of what happened in Buffalo. And then, yes. You see a story about Buffalo, and then all of a sudden you get the alert that something happens here in Southern California, and your heart just drops. And it's a church.
Yes, a church. And, just thank goodness for all the brave souls who were there. Those were the people that I grew up with, the pastor, the pastor's wife. Yeah. Those people I've known for, over half my life. I've known them since I was 10.
Yeah.
And they just jumped into action, and, they managed to disarm him and tie him up so that he couldn't do more damage because he had locked the doors. And so nobody would have been able to get out.
Oh, so he locked the doors when he went inside?
Yes, he chained the doors. From what we heard, he chained the doors from outside so that no one was able to get out. And
I hadn't heard any of that, so I'm just getting that from you. But oh my gosh. Oh,
okay. Yes. So, they managed to, and
overpower him. Yeah.
They just jumped into action. It takes so much bravery and so much selflessness to put yourself, in that situation. And they did that. So I'm just, so proud of these people that I've known and are basically,
That's kind of amazing that you've known these people your entire life. So, the names, the faces, you sat next to them in church and they jumped into action in the face of such danger when somebody's firing their weapon and they jump into action to try and subdue the suspect. And they did.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Definitely.
I don't know if they've said anything yet. Has your church talked about any upcoming services or vigils or anything?
I have not heard of anything quite yet.
Might still be early.
You guys posted. Yeah. But we have started a GoFundMe page. I don't know if that's something that you guys can share.
No, absolutely. If it's from you guys, go. Awesome. What is it?
I have the link. Can I text it to you?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely. Text us okay. a link, and we'll okay. put that up at our website for everyone to see, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Yes, me and all the other kids who grew up in this church together, we just, kind of put it together to help the church and help the families of the victims. And yeah, thank you guys so much.
Please give your mom and dad our best and a big hug from us, okay?
Absolutely.
Wait for me to come home.
Wow, what a buzzkill. 104.3 MyFM, it's Valentine's morning. About to open the mic 5 seconds before. Let's keep this quick, please. We're backed up on time.
Look, sometimes we can get a little chatty. That's all I'm saying. And
we can. But happy birthday, Brian.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brian. That's what we want to do time. To end the show with. But we're short on time. I'm so sorry. We're going to sing you happy birthday, but we can't do that because there's no time.
That's very sweet of you, but keep
it
quiet.
Is your wife doing anything special for you today?
She asked me what I want for dinner, and that's about the extent of it, as far
as
you know.
Did you tell her?
That it's my birthday?
No, what you wanted for dinner.
I'm trying to think of it. I've been really into lately soup dumplings.
Soup dumplings,
that's
okay.
That's what I'm hoping for. Maybe some Ding Tai Fung or something in the San Gabriel Valley.
Same to you. Okay, that sounds yummy.
Yes.
You going to tell her about the champagne you had during the show today?
No, and by the time I see her, I will be sober, I hope.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood Headlines.
Yeah. Tom Parker, one of the singers from The Wanted, he passed away in March from an inoperable brain tumor, and he spent about 18 months before that writing his memoir. And in the book, which will be out this coming July, he talked about the fact that Ed Sheeran helped out with his medical bills. He said, "I've never publicly said this before, and he'll probably be mad that I'm doing it now. Ed Sheeran helped out with my medical bills when I was seeking private immunotherapy." And the book is called Hope, My Inspirational Life. And a week before he passed away, Tom tweeted out, "It's a book about finding hope in whatever situation you're dealt and living your best life." And Firestarter was the only new movie out this weekend, and it came in fourth place, making $3.8 million. Now, the number one movie, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, made $61 million, bringing the total to $187 million.
Wow.
And then $688 million globally.
But, I mean, I gotta be fair, I gotta point it out, Jill. It's a fact. That's only in this universe. Who knows what it made in the other universes?
That's true.
Oh, dad joke with a Marvel twist. Oh.
Hi, I'm Jill with your Hollywood Headlines.
Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, happy birthday. Thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Valerie Hernandez hiding in the other room. Thank you for your show. Michael Pullman in New York City. Thank you for your show. Someone texted, "Hey, tell Valentine, Top Gun is not in San Diego anymore. It moved to Phelan, Nevada years ago."
Oh,
interesting. Hey. John's going to see that tonight and give us his review tomorrow morning. We're stoked about that.
Hey.
Have a wonderful day. Give your loved ones a hug and be the change in the world that you want to see. Nancy Rodriguez is the final check in the morning traffic. Lisa Fox is coming up next with $1,000. Nancy, what's going on?
You have been listening to the Valentine in the Morning full show podcast.
Who's that?
What are you doing?
That's my radio voice.
Oh, no, it's
it.
Not.
You lost it. You lost it.
You were so close.
Join us Monday through Friday live right here on 104.3 MyFM with iHeartRadio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.